Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined, as always, by Joshua Von Wheeler. And how are you tonight, Josh?
I keep yawning. This is getting ridiculous, and I don't even know why I'm so tired. It just all of a sudden hit as soon as I, like, called in. I just cannot stop freaking yawning. Holy cow.
Well, one
but
great way
I
to fall asleep.
I apologize in advance. I do apologize. It's not because you're boring or the show's boring or anything else. I keep yawning. I have no idea why. But, you know, hopefully it'll go away here shortly.
Well, one great way to fall asleep, of course, is listening to this show, from what I hear. But you can also listen to audiobooks.
You can. You can listen to audiobooks, and they are actually a sponsor of ours. Cheap plug. Anyway, we would like to thank Audible.com for sponsoring our wonderful podcast. That might actually help put you to sleep. But if you don't want to fall asleep, but you want to be informed and entertained, you can listen to Audible.com, and you can get a free trial right now using the code audibletrial.com/GWH Radio, and that will give you the access to over 150,000 titles from all kinds of books, all kinds of genres, all kinds of niche markets, and you can use them on any of your devices. I know a lot of people have the iPhone 5, and a lot of people want to upgrade the iPhone 6. I myself have a Note 3, which is what we like to call a phablet. It's a phone tablet. And then, of course, if you just got an iPad or, you know, one of the Kindle Fires or a Samsung or all those cool little devices, they all work there. Just get the app. And, of course, go to audibletrial.com/GWH Radio to get your free 30-day trial. As a matter of fact, I will be using Audible very, very shortly. I'll be driving up to Atlanta on the 19th of September. And I will have a nice book ready to listen to for that 6.5-hour drive.
Very good. And, of course, you're driving up for the next Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment event.
Yes. Very big show on the 20th of September.
Some will probably say should be rebranded as Canton Wrestling Entertainment.
Well, no, because and I understand that there's people out there who would be blogging about, oh, they're not in Atlanta. Actually, technically speaking, Cherokee County is in Metro Atlanta and is one of the larger suburban areas of Metro Atlanta. So, suck it!
I didn't know there had been blogs about it, but
no,
just
I'm just
know.
Saying, if someone wants to write a blog, like, if somebody wanted to write a blog about how dare Josh Wheeler keep calling his company Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment, well, technically speaking, we are still running Metro Atlanta, and technically speaking, I still have a tentative date for a very nice location in the Atlanta, Georgia area, actually right in downtown Atlanta, which we'll be talking more about after the holiday season, if not before the holiday season. Probably sometime right in October, we'll really be talking about what's going to happen in January for Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment. So again, suck it! Sorry, I've been watching a lot of The League on Netflix, so I got my Ruxin. My inner Ruxin is being channeled to shit sippers.
Well, tonight's guest, of course, is Les Thatcher, who was on the show a couple of years ago, but that was when Matt Hankins was my co-host, and we only talked to him for maybe 20 minutes. So we'll get more in-depth tonight. He is, of course, doing another one-day clinic for Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. And they have a website, but I didn't see anything about this on there. It's dscw.org if you want to go there. But the best place is to just go to their Facebook page, which is pretty easy to find. Just look for Deep Southern Championship Wrestling. They also have a wrestling show that night following the seminar. So if you are a wrestler looking to get trained by someone who is trained, you go down the list. Josh, you recited some of it last week.
The list is unbelievable. Okay, we'll just start with some of the guys that have worked for the notable Ring of Honor. BJ Whitmer, Chad Collier, the unibrow Matt Stryker, not the Matt Stryker that worked for WWE. Let's see here. You got Charlie Haas. Shannon Moore went through the Heartland Association back when he was with WWE Developmental. Also, he's trained. Did I mention Nigel McGuinness? I think I did. I can't remember if I did. And I think he's also trained Dean Ambrose and a guy by the name of Sami Callihan, who some of you NXT marks would know as Solomon Crowe. So, one of my personal favorite wrestlers of all time, Shark Boy. So, I mean, it's quite the list. The guy is one of the premier wrestling trainers in the industry. And if you want to learn anything about professional wrestling, you can learn it from Les Thatcher. I mean, the guy's career goes all the way back to the 1960s, and that's what I'm excited to talk to him about tonight, is a little bit of that territory stuff that, you know, a lot of the young kids have no clue what it is because the WWE Network won't put anything on the freaking network about the freaking territories.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm better now.
Well, of course, the seminar that he's doing this Saturday is – a wrestling seminar, but he's also done commentary. He's helped create magazines, wrestling magazines. He's written for wrestling magazines. I think he's done a little bit of everything in the business, and now he still, I believe, runs a training school in Cincinnati with Ricky Steamboat and Harley Race. Do you know if that still is in operation?
I do not know that it's still in operation or not. That would be a very good question to ask him. I know that they were doing some stuff together many years ago, but
okay.
And I know he still might have some affiliation with some of the stuff that Harley does, and of course Tom Pritchard has a lot to do with it as well. So,
well, but regardless of if that still exists, he keeps busy traveling around doing these clinics and seminars and things. He's also part of the Cauliflower Alley Club, and he's one of those guys that should be in the WWE Hall of Fame, even though he did very little, if anything, for WWE. But it probably
that would be one of those. I guess you could say he's right on the cusp, maybe as a wrestler. Maybe I don't know if you could say he would be in the Hall of Fame material, but as a broadcaster, then yes, I think you might have an argument.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know he, according to his Wikipedia page, he helped create the first Worldwide Wrestling Federation magazine. So I guess he had some affiliation there.
Yeah, he did. So, and again, like, and other things, like, again, from a wrestling standpoint, I don't know how much he would actually have, but from working in the wrestling business, then yes, I totally agree that maybe he would have something to do with them in some way, shape, or form. And I mean, he ran Heartland, which is a developmental territory for them for, I want to say, 3 or 4 years. So, I definitely think that he's a Hall of Famer, maybe not the WWE Hall of Famer, but he is definitely a Hall of Famer. I mean, we're still waiting for Randy Savage, Rick Rude, Owen Hart to get the WWE Hall of Fame. So, and I'm afraid we'll be waiting on at least two of those three for quite some time.
Yeah. Kind of surprised The Rock's not in yet.
He's not retired.
Yeah, I guess that's – was Stone Cold
he's
retired?
He's not retired. Yes.
Okay.
Stone Cold retired at WrestleMania 19, went to the Hall of Fame at WrestleMania 25. That,
okay,
to me, is an accurate representation of how the Hall of Fame should work. This freaking retiring and getting in the next freaking year, no, that doesn't work. I think they need a 5-year, whatchamacallit, kind of like baseball and other pro sports have. And the only reason I say this is so you can't pull the Terry Funk and retire and come back and retire and come back and retire and come back.
Or the Ric Flair, for that matter.
Exactly. Talking about a guy who just, you know, really killed the idea of retiring. I guess technically he did retire because no one saw his matches in TNA. Oh! actually, you know what? I'm glad you brought up Ric Flair. Did you see Kerry Silkin's rant on Ric Flair on Twitter the other day?
No.
Holy cow. I got to find this again. Oh, my goodness. It was vicious. Basically said the guy still owes him money and, you know, he filed for bankruptcy just to get out of, you know, paying back the money that he stole from Ring of Honor. It was, wow. That's all I got to say.
Well, I'm sure if you look for Kerry Silkin on Twitter, if he hasn't taken him down, it's still there, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm hoping he hasn't hit him down.
It might be a while, though.
But anyway, any wrestling this past weekend that you attended?
No. I went to the Drive Invasion at Turner Field, which was a fun event. No wrestling, but there was some wrestling artwork from some of the vendors. Yeah, and then Sunday I didn't do much of anything.
And, yes, Kerry Silken, at ROH Kerry, the tweets are still there. Kickstart my effing ass, oh, please help us, what a bunch of shit, you begging weak bitch, lion wrestling biz, carny fleece artist, hashtag watch ROH. Oh, let's have a Ric Flair Nature Boy Kickstarter project so we can pay back everyone he fucked, at High Spots, at Ring of Honor, and at Colt Cabana. I was fucked by Ric Flair for $40,000 and less than others. If you have any balls, retweet this. Scrat Daddy AP, King Carino, and High Spots. A lot of people with no balls, not King Carino. Ric Flair equals scumbag. At High Spots, at Colt Cabana, at ROH Delirious, at Truth Martini, at Real Kevin Kelly.
Larry,
so, yeah,
Goodman
was,
joined us.
Yay!
Josh, I think Kerry Silken outdid your rant on Roger Davis.
He did, man. He killed it. And you know what? He actually went after somebody who deserved to be ranted on. I just went after Roger Davis, who no one deserves to even know.
True.
So I'm glad we got you, Larry, because we got two questions for you this week. What's going on in the Tennessee area with Paul Adams' promotion?
Well, that's an interesting point. I have a story that's going to go up. I don't remember if I posted it or not. No, I didn't. I'm still holding off because I'm trying to find out who is going to run this taping for Marquez on the 20th. Since he will not be there, Bo James won't be there, can't be there, and somebody's got to run this thing for Marquez.
Well, is it safe to say that it might have a Georgia connection?
No, not at all safe. I do not think this will have any Georgia connection.
Oh, so our good friend Bill is not taking the opportunity.
I would say there is virtually no chance that Bill Behrens will be running that taping. Virtually none.
Oh, okay.
The name that surfaced most recently was Shane Williams.
Actually wouldn't be bad. That would be a smart thing.
Yeah, at least he's got the Knoxville connection. He's got the good relationships with the boys on the crew. So that struck me as a strong possibility, given that Bo James isn't going to be there, and that Pritchard is not going to do it without Bo James there. So he's got to go into another direction for this show. The other interesting thing is that Dan Masters made his debut as the lead announcer for this week because Todd Kennelly was not available. So Dan Masters did the Knoxville show for this last Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, with Marquez on color commentary. Because, you know, they're shipping in the commentary from the West Coast.
Gotcha.
Rumor has it that Marquez did not want any southern-sounding voices on the show. Now, why would you run wrestling in Knoxville and have southern-sounding voices? I don't really understand that.
I don't get that at all.
Yeah, but anyway, that was that's the story. So we'll see. But it's still on, and of course he's advertising a tag team tournament for later in the fall, and he's got Drew Gulak and that Tommy Thatcher
Julie
guy.
Thatcher. Yeah.
Yeah, and announced for the tournament, so he's moving forward. Well, and from my discussion with Marquez, there was no question about that. In his mind, at least to this point, quitting the tapings has not been considered even as an option.
So that means that they probably have a TV deal in place, like a legit, not like a contract TV deal, but they probably have some kind of arrangement with a TV station where they have to give X amount of numbers of probably, I would say, shows before they could just cancel, or it makes Marquez look bad.
Yeah.
That's my assumption.
And the other thing that backs that up is the building was booked through the end of the year.
Wow.
So they at least planned on going that far with the so we shall see.
Okay, so that's
the
first question.
Of course, Paul Adams wound up running the fairgrounds last night using the Southeastern crew and calling it a Southeastern show. Which Marquez had put a blessing on, but because something had to get through that fair show after Jeff Jarrett backed out of it, he had to put something in because he actually books the fair. That's his real job now is booking shows for the state fair. So he wound up running that. But anyway, you got another question.
Yes, the other question was, you were at Peach Day this past weekend. How was it?
The show was good. The crowd was terrible. And, you know, I really wondered what you guys thought about my theory of college football really doing a number.
Well, you know my feelings about college football and wrestling. It's a horrible mixture, especially nowadays. But the weird thing about for Peach State, UGA didn't play Saturday.
Yeah, the night games were not Southern games.
No, not at all. So, like, I maybe people were like gonna, you know, preparing for the NFL kickoff. Was West Georgia playing maybe Saturday night? Maybe they got a big fan base for West Georgia football. I can't really fathom why they didn't do well, but
I'm wondering how others did. I'm UIW. I heard did about the same as Peach State, which for them
yeah,
is
about,
couple.
I heard. Well, I've heard multiple stories from UIW. I guess I go ahead and say it. Well, the two guys that were in the main event were not paid. Yeah, and that would be Murder
Facebook
One and AJ Still, if you haven't seen all the Facebook ranting. So they
were
not paid from the UIW show, and they're not happy. So, because, you know, they just went back to UIW after quitting for something similar a while back. You know, basically Billy and Stan made good with them. And, you know, I'm a huge supporter of Stan. I feel bad for the poor kid. But, you know, he's starting to make some bad business decisions. Unfortunately, and I told him last night, you keep getting heat, people aren't going to want to use you as a referee, and you're a damn good referee, so stop doing these stupid things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hopefully he's going to really learn from his lesson.
I wondered how Porterdale did. I wondered how Linda Marks did over in Graysville with all those legends, too. Was it really just a Peach State-specific problem, or is it across the board with attendance down? And I don't have any answer to that.
I've seen no report on, let's see here, I've seen nothing about the Porterdale show. I mean, they usually average anywhere from like 30 to 75 in that range.
Right.
So I couldn't see them really spiking this past weekend, but they do have, Sacred Ground coming up. So maybe they did have a nice little spike, but no one's reported anything.
Okay.
And I know nothing about the Legend show. That's a very good question about that one. Speaking of which, I saw some photos from the first class championship wrestling show. And I would say 200 maybe in the photos I saw, but you know, that was another one that was like a Friday night, wasn't it? Like during Dragon Con weekend, but
it was Saturday night.
It was all it was a Saturday night, but it was all kids. I mean, it was all like little kids.
Yeah. Well, we've got another caller that I think is probably our guest tonight, so I'm going to bring him on the line. Welcome to the show. Is this Les Thatcher?
Does this sound like Les Thatcher? Do I sound like some old grizzled vet?
It was
all
scandalous, wanting to know who's taking over. Fuck it, I'm taking over. I'll be in Knoxville on the 20th. It's my show, damn it.
Oh, really?
No.
Of course. Tell him, Larry. Tell him, Goodman. You've been calling the office all week. Tell him who's in charge. Why are you hiding?
Go on.
You didn't sign a non-disclosure. You weren't at Lucha Underground. Tell them what's going on.
I said the last rumor I heard was Shane Williams. But, you know, I was just going to bring up the Lucha Underground since you were, you know, on the scene. Could you tell – I know this isn't a Georgia story, but it's an interesting story. Can you tell us anything about that Lucha Underground?
No.
Great.
I've already read the spoilers. I can't tell you everything's going on if you want the spoilers.
I didn't hear anything from me. I thought Masters might give us some kind of scoop since he was there.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
I report to? I report to the big dog upstairs, up the ladder, where everybody's getting their information from. You want to know what's going on? You want to know all this information and details?
Yes.
You know where to look.
He's got a point.
They threaten people with this non-disclosure agreement they have everybody sign, including the fans. Well, what happens if they sue you and you don't have anything?
Well, the better question is they offer these non-disclosures. How come the spoilers are already out?
Exactly. I mean, really, let's say they sued Joe Blow in the front row ringside for giving out the results or posting a photo. What do they get? He doesn't have anything.
A worthless judgment.
What was the question?
No, I was just saying they get a worthless judgment. That's exactly what they get, nothing.
I mean, there's a few of those floating around already, right?
Plenty. I've heard.
Wow.
I want to thank you, Larry, actually, for all the credit you give Voidell Walker and all his matches there in the territory for all these years on GWH, all the respect we've gotten for so long there on the website. It's a damn shame to see it closing down, but I do want to thank you for all you've done to further progress our careers and not cost us any bookings, calling us slanderous names or alleging that we like to go out and have a little bit more fun than the average bear from time to time. I appreciate you, Larry. I really do.
You're entirely welcome.
Speaking of work,
shame, Georgia wrestling history died before Joan Rivers, huh? Oh, wait.
Oh. Man. Too soon?
Well, I'm amazed to hear Les Thatcher's going to be on tonight. Speaking of the Living Dead, amazing. I love Les.
Oh,
goodness.
Les is a good guy. Can you tell I'm getting in my heel character for the Underground? I'm kind of getting warmed up and ready. Not that I've been on camera or anything like that. I wouldn't want to dare give away any spoilers to you guys before Mike Johnson produces them.
Right. He's already produced them.
Jesus.
That dude produced them like 30 minutes of the taping was over.
You know, you make $9 an hour just to sit in the crowd there.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, you get the SAG paperwork too?
I don't know. The guys with the orange wristbands, they were getting $9 an hour. Mine was yellow and green, so I wasn't involved in that. I just heard.
That might be something that Georgia Wrestling has to take into consideration, like paying fans to show up.
Not bad. I mean, if you have them in there for 3 hours, you know.
Yeah. You know, $27 a fan.
Right.
It's more than the boys are getting paid, so.
Oh. Well, you know what? I don't know. Maybe there. I've heard some outrageous numbers for that project, though, that taped over the weekend here. I think there's some.
Looking at the roster, there is probably some outrageous numbers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're working every Saturday and Sunday, let's just say, and you're making 500, 600 a match, upwards of even 800, that ain't bad for 2 months consistently booked. I mean, they've got the arena leased, I guess, for 3 or 4 months at least. So.
Wow.
That's a pretty sweet deal, yeah.
I mean, if the TV's actually going to, like, hit the airwaves, I mean, it could be worth it. But.
Yeah, they got a guaranteed exactly, and I guess it's guaranteed. So, you know, it's not like the Jeff Jarrett thing where you come out all these smoke and mirrors. They actually will have a show, and then let's just say TNA does close down. I don't want it to, but if it did, they would automatically be number two because they're in more potential homes than Sinclair.
ROH?
So,
yeah.
I mean, they're the number two ball game in town. Almost.
And they're actually at a demographic that actually wants wrestling, and if they're smart, they'll use this ADR thing to help them create an even bigger audience. So, but it's funny you mentioned the global force, because I did make a comment the other day on Twitter that this is the best marketing plan I've ever seen. You put on no wrestling and sell more wrestling merchandise than wrestling companies do.
Yeah.
I see those T-shirts everywhere.
It's been great for Jarrett's career.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, he's keeping pro wrestling tees in business, probably. Him and the Young Bucks and the Bullet Club. So any big scoops, Mr. Masters, over on the West Coast? Anything huge brewing besides just these TV shows?
No.
Great.
Guys, really, I'm sitting here. I'm on my back patio looking at the ocean, man. I got a lot of big stuff coming up with Van Damme on the personal appearances, but Championship Wrestling from Hollywood next Sunday for another taping of that. But that's about it, man. I'm retired.
Well, that stinks.
What happened
retired,
to Championship
man.
Wrestling from
Follow
Walmart?
Follow me on Twitter, Real Dan Masters, Instagram, Dan Masters Live. You know, I'll be here if you need me. Probation, come get me. They asked me at the taping on Saturday, hey, I heard some stuff about you. I said, what's that? I said, you're wanted on warrants in Georgia and Alabama. I said, yeah, That's true. Good thing I'm out here. Why do you think I'm sitting out here on the beach? Far, far, far away.
But,
they know
but
where
you
I
would
am.
Be, you would be safe to come to Tennessee.
Do you think probation follows me on social media?
Hardly.
You know they should, but I'm glad they don't, but that's probably not a bad idea for people in the government to do.
I mean, I'm not hiding. Hey, I'll be in Florida, 10-9 and 10-10. Come see me there.
We're at in Florida on 10-9.
9-10. 9-10 and 10-10. What is it? 10-10 and 9-10? I don't
9-10
know what
is Wednesday.
It's coming
yeah,
up.
I think
it's next month, isn't it?
I believe the
next month would be 10, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to visit the Performance Center for a couple of days, and, yeah, I'll let you guys know when it's closer.
Yeah, let us know, because
Josh, what city are you in?
Well, that's why I'm asking what day you're going to be in town, because I might not be in Florida on that
it's
day.
It's 9-9 and 9-10 is a Friday and a Saturday, right? Or a Thursday and a Friday.
Well, that's what I'm saying is if it's that weekend, there. I mean, I could potentially be heading back to Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll
my lease
out.
Runs out on the 11th.
Gotcha.
And I have not re-signed it yet. Hint, hint.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm just going to investigate.
Well, you go investigate while I figure out what I'm doing with my future.
Sounds good. Nobody served from the dock, huh? Doc, don't quit. We should start a chant. Doc, don't quit. Doc, don't quit. Doc, don't quit. One more time.
I wish you'd just say one more time. And
hell, I need eye surgery.
Bring him back so Dan can get the eye surgery. Come on, Doc.
Gee.
Well, you know, he's blaming Obamacare for closing up shop anyway, so.
Get with it, man. Get with it. Hey, somebody told me that Nigel was on that show, Russell Birmingham, over the weekend. I'm still waiting on him to come out here and be my roommate. You think that'll ever happen, Larry?
Nah, I don't think so.
Hey, I did share a hotel room with Quentin Michaels. Never say never.
Yeah, that's for sure. Jesus.
You know what's funny? The next weekend, they released him from the company.
Quentin Michaels?
In Portland, yeah.
He's not
really?
With Portland anymore.
He's not with that company.
I wonder what happened.
Yeah, I don't know. Sleep with the devil. Crazy things happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's all I got, guys. I was going to listen to Les. Did he retire? What's going on? Where is he? Wasn't he supposed to be here?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
He thought it was Thursday. He's waiting on Jerry Oates to call him so they can talk about the weather. You know what? I love listening to that. It puts me to sleep listening to that show. I said, Bordell, you know in 30 years I'm going to be calling you. So how's the weather? How's the weather? Wait, that's how we started our phone call yesterday. So how's the weather there? Oh, how's the weather here? When Les Thatcher comes on, I want the opening question to be, Les, how's the weather?
Hey, since he isn't on, how about one more Georgia thing from somebody, speaking of, you didn't actually speak of her, but indirectly, Diane Hughes, selling her company to Scotty Beach.
You know, I got a
really?
Long history with
will
a
show ever,
guy,
will
with
show
both of them. Have they run an event since that announcement?
No, that's what I'm saying. Will a show actually ever materialize?
Well,
I don't think so. But it could. What do you think?
I don't even know what to say about that. I have no comment about that. Larry, do you have any kind of comment on that?
Well, I hope if he bought her equipment and stuff that he at least runs one show.
Well, there is an 18x18 wrestling ring for sale on Craigslist today.
How much?
$7,500 with the trailer.
Larry, is Bill still alive or no?
Bill?
Hughes.
You know, I don't know. You know, he's been on death's door a few times. I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's not on my Instagram.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. You know, the numbers don't sound too good out there, and they're not much better out here as far as attendance is, for wrestling, but it'll never die. There'll always be someone doing something somewhere. Question is, how do you make money? There's a few people actually making money doing this. I was at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood Studios last week taping the Knoxville program, and it's a hell of a place. It's pretty nice, man. You know, I don't know. There's a way to make money. There's people that have figured it out.
Are you saying Marquez is making money with Championship Wrestling from Hollywood?
I would venture to think so, judging by his lifestyle.
Interesting. Well, of course, he has other ways to support his lifestyle, though he's not just doing that.
Well, he's a television guy, not a wrestling guy, and he always has been. I mean, as far back as the WCW stuff, and way even before that. But, I mean, he does television production, events, shoots. That's his thing. I guess we've got 3 Hollywood shows this month and 2. He's got Portland and he's got Vegas and Knoxville. So, I mean, that keeps you busy. There's people that stay busy producing 1 event per year. I mean, look at Greg Price Marquez is doing 6 this month.
It's pretty impressive.
I don't know anyone else that's doing that, you know, other than WWE, of course. The new company.
I was
going to
say that's probably more so than TNA is running in a month.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I know we've got a guest coming on here in just a second, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention Jimmy Rave's performance Saturday night at PWA.
How was it?
This was the Jimmy Rave of old. He was in fine form. It was really a pleasure to watch that match Saturday night. I'm happy for him.
Who did he wrestle?
He wrestled. Who did he wrestle?
It was Ace Haven.
Thank you.
Ace Haven had his career best match.
Hey guys, I need to jump. I'm getting a cease and desist from the office.
I'll talk to you later, man.
Catch you later. Hey, don't archive this one, okay, boys? See ya.
Gotcha.
Wow. Okay, well, I've been talking to Big Wood that whole time, trying to figure out what's going on. And he said Les Thatcher's having trouble getting through, and he gave me Les's number. Have either of you ever called out on Blog Talk Radio?
I have once, but I could not explain to you how to do it.
Well, I see there's an icon to do it. I just have never done it, so I don't know. Guess I'll
you could
it a shot.
Try it. I know that like the one time that I tried it on a previous podcast, it did not work. So I'm thinking you hit the little phone thing, and you should be able to dial the number. That doesn't work. I think you can copy the phone number into some kind of box and then dial it from that way.
This is what you call professional level production.
Yeah, it's Blog Talk.
Hello, you have reached 926-1259. We can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Have a good day.
Well, you got out.
Yeah.
You know, for weeks I thought it was us. Like, it was just our show. Like, people did not want to call it our show. But now I'm starting to think it's a completely different thing.
Well, I know people have had issues calling in, and a lot of times people who aren't – I mean, I understand you just dial a number, but people who aren't savvy with computers often have trouble. And I would imagine Les Thatcher might be one of those people.
I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
That's not throwing him under the bus. He's an older guy. A lot of that generation just doesn't get computers.
Yeah, but it's the phone. You pick up the phone, you dial the number. I mean, come on. We've been doing it since the 1800s.
Yeah. I think we lost Larry as well, but I've heard other people say they have trouble getting through, so maybe it's a Blog Talk Radio thing. I know in some cases it is not that, i.e. Brodus Clay. I think that was I saw the same pictures you saw. He did wrestle at the show.
I mean, and that's the thing is everybody advertised was there except I did not see Percy Watson. And that's kind of like, I guess that's the disappointing thing is, again, you know, here you are, you got all these names in a show and you're struggling to get 150, 200 people. Like, it's, I don't get it.
Did you see Headlocks and Headshots pictures from that event?
Yeah.
How did you see 200? It looked like
I'm being nice. I'm being nice.
Okay. I mean, I hope it was more than what it looked like, but it didn't look like that many people were there.
It looked like the way they had the seating arranged, like, I guess, and this, you know, and again, I'm not trying to bury anybody, but it appeared that they sold front row seats for way more than they sold general admission seats. So there's actually people sitting behind that you can't see.
Oh, so they didn't
so that's
let
I'm
people
assuming,
move up.
So they didn't let people move up. Is what it, that's what it appears like when I looked at it. So, but yeah.
Well, while we're trying to figure this out, let's talk about shows that are happening this weekend. We already mentioned the DSCW. What else is there?
Anarchy is running on Saturday, Montrosity on Friday.
NWA Atlanta is on Saturday. I think they just did a show, but I got an...
I don't know. I don't keep up with them.
Let's talk about MCW at the Masquerade on Friday. You might want to mention something, preliminary.
Oh, yeah. It came across, you know, after this show went off the air last week, and I would like to thank Professor Morte for, you know, contacting me and saying, hey, you guys want to do a showcase match? I was like, of course. And who better to showcase what Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment can do than Chip Day versus his trainer, his father, his wrestling father, you know, one of his mentors, the urban legend Murder One. So those two guys are going to go at it one-on-one in singles competition at the Masquerade this Friday night. I guess they're going to open the show for you guys or come on right before you guys get started.
Well, I understand the confusion. Wrestling with Pop Culture is a sponsor. Sponsor of MCW. But, yes, doors open at 9. MCW show starts at 10, so probably right after doors open, maybe 9:15, the AWE match will take place. And so they've got plenty of time for a good match there. And both of them have worked for MCW in the past as well. So, even people who've never been to an AWE show will probably recognize these guys. Murder One just did one of the Six Flags shows, so he's not as familiar. But Chip Day was a semi-regular at MCW for quite a while. I think the last match he had there was against Papa Marco, probably close to a year ago, maybe even
now. Do you, by any chance, know what the card for MCW is going to be?
I do, and I can. There is an ad on Wrestling with Pop Culture. Pull it up in just a second. I'm trying to communicate with Big Wood. Big Wood tried to call.
I will take care of this.
Said he couldn't get through, saying the show hasn't started. So let me make sure they have the right number. Because
well,
we already had two callers, so obviously some people.
I was about to say,
And we have another listening.
Yeah, does a person listening want to chat with us? Let's see here. We got Wrestling with Pop Culture, Code Black, Tags, something, 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 Monstrosity Championship Wrestling poster. Up, here we go. It is the Atlanta Zombie Apocalypse, Chamber of Horror, Professor Morte Silverstream Spook Show, the official kickoff of the Haunt and Halloween season. See rivalries renewed as a Kentucky Wolfman seeks vengeance upon the face of the NCW Dracula. The Chattanooga Wolfman goes after fan favorite Nature Boy Paul Lee. Papa Marco summons the AZA Zombies. The Frankensteiner Brothers emerge from the depths of the Chambers of Horror, and Crash Dragon provides musical entertainment. Also in action, the undead football phenom, the Leatherback of Notre Dame, with Quasi Quasborn, the cyborg from the future, Logan Creed, MCW champion, the Lethal Dose Strychnine, the Argyle Assassin, Drew Game, the Purveyor of Doom, Trevor Eon, and much, much more. Plus, Needless Things Troublemaker, or Phantom Troublemaker, and Miss Montrosi will have horrific raffle prizes, including tickets to upcoming shows of The Masquerade, Stardust Adult Stores, Wicked Training gift cards, comics, and other prizes from Zenoscope Entertainment, artwork by Belligerent Monkey, and more items to be announced. Get there to see Atlanta Wrestling Entertainment's Murder One take on Do or Die Chip Day. As soon as the doors open, it takes place this Friday, September 12th, in hell.
All right, I'm going to try this again.
Okay.
Unfortunately, by airing his outgoing, it sounded like an answering machine were giving out his number, too, but at least the area code's not part of it.
Hello, you have reached 926-1259.
All right.
Okay. The comedy of errors that is Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess we can talk about Les Thatcher some more. We've talked about him quite a bit, though.
Unbelievable. Just unbelievable.
You know how it goes.
No, I mean I've been in radio for over 5 years, off and on, and this stuff happens on real radio. I mean, it happens. It's amazing how many times it does happen, and that's why, like, you know, I think, man, maybe it's just a podcast. You know, now I'm just starting to really like question everything, like. You know, how are the numbers being handed out? Are they just that afraid of, like, coming in and being in the hot seat, you know?
Here, we've got
know.
Somebody.
Yes.
You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
Hey, man, it's Woody. How you doing today?
Hey, Woody.
We're doing all right.
Sorry about that, guys. I guess I sent Les the wrong number.
Yeah. Well, it happens. Has he gone on with other plans tonight?
I literally just talked to him a while ago before I messaged you, and he gave me that number to get you to call him, so that's kind of odd.
Well, we tried twice and got an answering machine or voicemail each time. So,
well, the show's about over anyway, I guess. I can help you out any way I can.
Well, we'll make time.
Well, you
can
kind of tell us a little bit about, you know, what's going on at Deep South, and you can tell us a little bit about the seminar and, you know, the turnout you're expecting and all that good stuff.
Yeah, the seminar is Saturday. It's going to be from 9 to 5. We've got about 34 people signed up. Of course, you know, you always got a few little Peter out the day of. And
right.
But I'm expecting around 30 people, so I've got two rings to make sure everybody's got plenty of room to work out and stuff. Les, we do this once a year. We used to do 2 days, but Les was tied up, so we're just going to do a 1 day, and I cut the price in half. And it's hard to beat, you know, a 1 day seminar with Les for $25 a lunch and a bottle of water, you know.
Yeah. So we talked to Les a couple of years ago. Has he did another one last year?
Yeah, Yeah, we usually do them every year around October, but I moved it up this year a little bit because they have the Apple Festival up here around October, and it's just hellacious hard to try to get a room. So we tried to move it up to September this year.
Right, and which venue are you at this year doing it?
Say it again.
What's the venue this year that you're doing this at?
We're going to do it at the Blue Ridge Farmers Market downtown Blue Ridge, Georgia, right there by the Swan Theater.
Okay.
We're in the process of moving back into our old DSCW building. That we're going to sell the place, and nobody's got $1.4 million to come up with nowadays. So I've worked it out so we can get back in the building, and we're going to be back in the DSCW arena. And we're going to start running there again in September the 27th, I believe, is going to be our first show back.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on with Deep South a little bit, or Deep Southern. I know you guys are running shows everywhere. So just, you know, kind of tell us a little bit about it and tell us, like, some of the top talents to kind of keep an eye out on and all that good stuff.
Well, we've started running Rome every Thursday. Usually first or second Thursday of the month. We're running once a month in Rome. We've just picked up Cedar Town. We're fixing to start running Cedar Town. We're running Blue Ridge regularly, and I started running LJ again. I've done a couple of shots in Chattanooga, so we're trying to spread it out a little bit and get it out. I've got a core of eight guys, about 8 or 10 guys up here local that I use, and I try to rotate talent in with them I can. I've got two guys that do the country boy gimmick called the Good Old Boys. They get over real good. They're probably my fan favorites. And then I've got Cyrus the Destroyer. He gets down towards Atlanta every now and then. He's a pretty good size guy, and he moves real well. Then I've got some local guy named Torque. He's real good. He's small in size, but the kid can really go. He can do anything. Then I've got one of my trainees, Semper Fi, Cody Roberts. He's pretty hot, you know, pretty hot guy. The girls like him. He's easy on the eye, so the girls like him a lot. But, you know, we're trying to vamp up and spread out a little bit and do some different stuff. I was struggling there a little bit, you know, at the beginning of the summer, and crowds were down, so I started pushing some angles a little bit, and I used to push on the quality of the shows a lot more,
mm-hmm.
and now I pushed that long enough and started, doing some good angles and stuff, so it seems to be paying off. The crowds are picking back up. I guess that's about it. Any more questions, I'll do whatever I can.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
You've got a show following the seminar this Saturday. Who all is going to be wrestling at that show?
Okay, it'll be all the guys that come and do the seminar. There's a spot actually going to be for them on the show that night. Everybody that does the seminar has a chance to be on the show that night. They will be part of it. It's just all the guys who show up. I really didn't advertise anybody because you don't ever know who's going to show up or who's not from the seminars, you know. So that's, I know Kyle Matthews is making his way back and going to see how his shoulder's doing and try to see where he's at and state and if he's about ready to get back. So I'm excited about that.
You're not the only one.
We were just talking about Kyle earlier, so.
Yeah, Georgia Wrestling's missing him, definitely.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And I've got October the 11th, I've got an all-ladies show I've booked. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it, and I've talked about it, and I just never have, so I've made this happen. And I've booked some girls. I got Casey Carlisle coming in from Virginia, and then I got a couple girls coming up from around Memphis, and then I got using some Chattanooga and local girls around here. Try to keep it affordable, but also interesting. Also,
right. No, I think an all women show. Like I've been thinking about doing for quite some time, especially living down here in Florida the past almost 2 years. you know, you see, like, Shine is just doing killer business, and Shimmer has a great following. So, and then I think of the Carolinas are doing the Queens of Combat now. So, you know, it's definitely a niche market that's starting to work. And a lot of these girls are really good wrestlers, and I think a lot of people don't realize that, you know, they are some of them are just as good as men. I mean, you know, when you break it down. Yeah. Now, I got to ask you, how did the thing come about with you guys and Empire and Platinum Championship Wrestling doing that, like the I guess you guys on the Titan Classes. How did that come about, and you know, are you guys looking at doing some more of those?
Yeah. We are doing more of those. That was kind of my brainstorm. I'm always sitting around thinking of crazy gimmicks and things to do. I guess we all do that. Anybody, you know, in the business are always thinking of some new shit to do. So I got to thinking about it. So, you know, I was pretty tight with Steve, and I'm tight with the guys in Empire. So, you know, I got everybody together, and it happened, you know, and we've done one at my show. The first one was at my show, and then we've done one at Empire. The next one's going to be down at Platinum. I think it's going to have a little different feel about it. I think it's going to be more like of a way Steve and them were talking. It's going to have an Olympic feel to it. So I'm kind of excited about that. So there's going to be more of those coming. But
to me, I feel like those are a good way. You know, you guys are sharing, like, you know, and you guys promote completely different areas, so it's not like you guys are really sharing fans really. But at the same time, it lets you take, like you said, you know, you got Cyrus Destroyer, you got Torque, and you got some of your young guys. It gives them a chance to go up to the Tennessee line, and, you know, let some of those fans see them, and then, you know, who knows, build a little, you know, help guys build a fan base. So I've always thought it was a cool idea when I first saw them, and it's something that the Northeast, you know, they do those all the time. Like, you always see, like, Beyond and CZW are working together, and for years, Chikara and Ring of Honor used to do those. So I think it's definitely something the South needs, is more companies being able to, you know, work a little bit more together and so forth. So I loved it. When I first saw the concept, I loved it and thought it was a great idea for everybody.
Yeah, it's like, you know, in this business of egos, it's hard to find groups and workers that'll get together and work together. And I think, you know, the first two shows that went off without a hitch, and they were great shows. The fans have got way more than their money worth. You know, I mean, you get to come and watch about 15 matches or 3 or 4 hours worth of wrestling for $10. You know, you can't beat that.
Right.
It's went off really good, and everybody's really brought their A game. They brought some really good matches, you know. And some of my guys have been going down to Platinum and working. I was excited about that. I think Torque was there this last Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, I think I saw pictures of that.
And, well, like I said, you get a chance to check out that boy. He's really good. I put him in there with I brought Slim J in one time and put him there with Slim J, and they just tore the house down. It was amazing. I really did like the Titan Clash thing. It's other stuff going, you know, and like I said, the three of us, we've helped each other. I call Steve he gives me advice all the time, and me and Empire, we help each other out a lot, you know. It's like, hey, I need to borrow some chairs. You know, we're expecting a big crowd. You know, ain't nothing for us to send each other an extra 100 chairs if we need them.
Right.
So, and that's lacking in the business nowadays. And, you know, we're an hour and a half from each other, so it's not like we're any competition or hurt to each other.
Right, exactly.
But it's always
that's the thing is, like, I, you know, and I'm one of those that always feels like it's good for the, like, if you're running every weekend, then yeah, I can understand, like, maybe it, you know, maybe it's not feasible to really work with another promotion. But when you only run like once, twice a month, you know, you can share talent, and, you know, guys can, you know, the people that run Empire can call you and say, hey, you know, you got four guys that might come up, you know, and that just is how it works. And, you know, Sean Timbers is free, he comes and works a show for you. I think that's just good business, and I think we need to see a lot more of that, and not people getting mad when you have a similar – word in your company's name, Atlanta. Oh my God, they put Atlanta in their name, or oh my God, that company's got wrestling in their name. Like, people get mad about that, and it's so silly. And then, you know, and then you got to like be mean to them.
Yeah, yeah. It's, so that's the feelings a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing good. Like I said, me and Empire, we work together a lot. We were running on the same days, but. You know, they're like family to me, so they were running first and third, so I moved to second and fourth.
Right.
And I use some of their talent, and, you know, they use some of mine sometimes. And, you know, it's a good thing they're actually letting me use their venue in October. I'm bringing Gunner in, and I brought him in for a double shot, so.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
You know, they let me use their venue sometimes, and I bring the talent in, and it helps them too. It's a win-win for all of us.
Totally agree, and that's why, like, I'm so excited when you bring these seminars in, because they're a win-win for everybody. These kids, you know, and that's the thing, and I'll say it till the day I die, Georgia talent right now might be the best it's been in years, top to bottom. Now, don't get me wrong, there's some crap bags, but top to bottom, I think the good shows with the good talent, they got some really good talent that no one really knows outside of Georgia. And to get a chance of, you know, work in front of Les Thatcher and a train with Les Thatcher just gets more eyeballs on him, because Les can still make a phone call to, you know, his people in Ohio. He can make a phone call to people in California. And then that just helps everybody out. I mean, look at what Kyle Matthews has done, you know, just by going to these seminars.
Exactly. You know, Les actually used a couple of the guys for the Wrestling Carrots Association in California.
Yep.
Several guys got some bookings out of this.
Yeah, and I'll never forget. The internet, like, almost died when Kyle Matthews beat Colt Cabana. Like, they didn't know who Kyle Matthews was. And I'm sitting here going, oh, now you guys are mad that Kyle Matthews is getting over? Come on. Kid's amazing. Kyle Matthews has been amazing since 2005.
Yeah, well, I like giving back to the business. I'm not trying to get off subject. I'm sorry. I'll forget about it if I don't say something.
No, you can say whatever you got
to
say.
I'm trying to get back to business. I've been doing this stuff 26 years, and I'm on the promoting end of it now. My time was up, and, you know, old guys give me pointers along the way and stuff, and I want to give back to the business too. Like the seminars, I'm not making money off of them. I'm not getting rich off of them. I want to give back to the business. I want the business to be better. I'm actually fixing, after this is over, I'm going to try to set up something maybe. I thought about trying to get, I had a brain fart. Try to get Pritchard to come in and do a seminar too. And, you know, I'm going to try to keep it reasonably priced also, you know.
Right.
And I'm wanting to bring somebody in to maybe, you know, teach some catch can and stuff like that. You know,
that would be amazing.
You know, I want some stuff like, I want to do stuff like that for the business, and I'm trying to make it affordable for the guys.
I was about to say, is Dave Taylor still local to Georgia?
He's still coming around, you know.
Because that would be an amazing seminar for some of these guys. They weren't really learning that European catch style.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm a big European fan. I always have.
So am I. Yeah, so am I. Yep.
It's my favorite style, you know. And I've actually been talking to a couple guys from overseas, you know, they're wrestling Europe a good bit about maybe coming in and doing something. But, you know, once again, coming up with the money to do all that, you know, another thing. So it's just going to be a time. But I really, really I want to get back to the business, you know, and these guys, you know, this is your craft. You go out here and you do it every weekend. If you're going to go out here and perform in front of people and try to make an impression and try to get a job, you know, you need to get your craft up, you know. You need to apply yourself and get better, you know.
Right.
There's so many guys who are happy with doing the same 10 things every damn week, you know. And we need to get out of this groove. I call it a funk, I'd say.
Yeah, and you're right. It is a fun, and sadly, you know, you can blame, you know, it trickles down. They see the top guys in the business, you know, in WWE doing the same things over and over again, and they're like, well, that's all you're going to do, so I just, let me just perfect my five or seven things and just keep doing that.
Yeah.
And they lose touch, and then they don't notice that no one's in the stands anymore. Like, and that's, you know, but and you made a, you mentioned something, I got to ask this. Because if I could be a wrestler, I don't think I'd be a promoter. I'll just go ahead and say that right now. So why did you as a wrestler decide to start promoting?
Well, you know, I've done it for a long time, and my time is up. You know, I knew when my time was up. I mean, I can still go a little bit, but, you know, the knee was going bad. It was time. It was time to, it was, you know, I didn't want to be that old guy in the dressing room that nobody wanted to work because he's old and he didn't want to do anything. And you know, you've all seen these guys in the dressing room, right?
Yes.
It's like, hey, it's time to get out, dude. You know, and they just keep hanging on because they love the business. We all love the
right.
business. That's the reason we're in it.
Yep.
But I didn't want to be that old guy that nobody wanted to work. And it was time. So I wanted to make a stab at promoting and see what I could do. And it's been pretty good. You know, it's a nerve-wracking son of a bitch sometimes. I ain't gonna lie.
It's so hard, and people don't understand how hard it is if they do it.
It is. And I try to, you know, you're talking a while ago about, you know, guys on TV doing their own deal and, you know, getting these seven or eight things down. And they don't realize, I preach to the guys that work for me all the time, independent wrestling is totally different than TV wrestling.
Yep.
You know, the far as the storyline, the way you follow it, you know, the way you're able to follow it, you know, you can miss 2 weeks of Raw and you know what's going on, you know, 30 minutes into watching.
Yep.
Independent wrestling is totally different. Like, you know, it's different. You have to do everything totally different in independent wrestling. You just, you know, and I preach this, and you know, that's what I'm trying to pass on to these guys and let them realize, but you know how it is.
No, yeah. But no, I think you're doing a killer job up there in Deep Southern. I think Jonathan will concur with that. And I know, you know, Larry, if he was still on, would concur with it as well. I mean, and you are definitely giving back, and you're giving a lot of young guys in the North Georgia area that, you know, quite frankly, some of us would never even ever see if they were not working for you.
Yeah. Yeah,
because that'd be, you know, a few of those guys I know got stuck in Subligna and Lafayette a few years ago, and you know, you hear of them, but you're like, you just all of a sudden they're guilty by association because they worked that show.
Right. Yeah. Like,
and luckily,
they get in that funk
yep.
you're talking about. You know.
Yep.
And you know, I don't want my guys to be in this funk. You know, I want them to. Be able to come and want to work, you know, not just go through the motions. I want them to come and want to bust their ass and make the crowd hot and bigger, you know. I try to give these guys something good, you know, try to give them something good to work, you know, and I do appreciate them, and I appreciate all the hard work they do for me. And I think that's another thing that's lost in the business. The promoters act like, you know, they're doing these guys a favor. You know, I mean, they are to an extent. But, you know, these are the guys that are putting their body on the line. You know, in this business, you know, we could be an inch away from a death any match.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And promoters take guys for granted, you know.
I totally agree with that.
Like, they're doing them a favor and, you know, they think they don't got to pay them. And I just don't believe in that shit, you know. You know, give them some kind of effort, something to make them feel appreciated. My guys will tell you, I tell them all how much I appreciate them every show, and these promoters need to start, you know, appreciating the guys a little more nowadays. I'm not saying kiss their ass, but I'm saying, you know, give them credit where credit's deserved. You know, give them an attaboy goes a long way. You know.
Yeah. Well, and I think, you know, and one of the things that, yeah, I've kind of started to approach as I got a little bit older and, you know, learn more just about the business world is, we're coaches. I mean, we're promoters, but at the same time, we're coaches. I mean, we're not the head coach. Maybe we got a booker or whatever in our locker room, but we still have to, you know, you're still the guy that when you go up to them and say, hey, man, loved your match tonight, that carries weight with these guys, and they remember that.
It does. It really does. And like I said, an attaboy goes a long way, you know.
Yep, it really does.
And you know, instead of just picking out all their flaws, you know, I mean, I'm hard. I'm still hard ass. I do pick out the flaws, but, you know, give them justice when it's deserved.
Yep.
Woody, we've got another caller that's been on hold for a little while, so I wanted to bring him on in case if someone has a question for you or...
I didn't know if y'all need me or not. I'm just trying to help out, guys.
No. Well, you're doing great. I've enjoyed this.
Let's see who we've got. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Do you have a question for Big Wood?
The only thing I want to say is I heard Big Wood on this radio show, and I knew it would be the time to call in and promote a little something that's going on Friday night called Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, because ever a time that people are going to be listening to this show, it's going to be when Big Wood is talking.
Well, people love Big Wood.
Jonathan, Joshua, it's a pleasure to be back on the show. Big Wood, I've enjoyed listening to you talk about the indie wrestling scene. And a good place for people to come out and get a little sample of that indie wrestling scene is Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, 9 p.m. at the Masquerade in Atlanta this Friday night. MCW is taking over hell.
For those who haven't figured
out, I love the sound
out,
of that.
Phantom Troublemaker.
Wow.
before we let you continue, Big Wood, did you have anything else? Did you want to let people know where they can find out more about the seminar or DSCW in general?
Yeah, you can find out about DSCW. We have a website, dscw.org. And we also have a Facebook page. It's probably your best thing to find out about the Thatcher Seminar. It's Deep Southern Championship Wrestling, LLC, on Facebook. So you can check that stuff out. Or you can find me on Facebook, Greg Hollander. And that gets it. And I'm a big Monstrosity fan. I think I'm off Friday, and I might actually come watch that.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
keep an eye out, because if Big Wood gets close to that ring, I think some monsters are going to get torn up.
I don't know. Only if they look like a cheeseburger. That's about the only way I'm going to tear anything up anymore.
They do serve cheeseburgers at the Masquerade.
So, wow. There you go. Cheeseburgers and beer and wrestling. That's a Friday night right there.
Yep, that's one of my favorite music venues. I might have to be down there, and I'm open Friday. So,
Well, if my boss man El Famoso Misterioso is listening right now, we need to stuff a guy in a cheeseburger suit and put on a match against Big Wood.
Hold the pickles.
Somebody's going to be holding some pickles.
Oh. Are we about to start talking fan fiction again? Is this what I'm hearing?
No, sir. I am not here tonight to talk about Hulk Hogan getting John Cena pregnant. We're not going to be going there.
We've got Phantom Troublemaker and Big Wood, so it sounds like we've got all the right ingredients.
I don't need any more fan fiction.
No, sir. Dragon Con is done. Now it's time to focus on the future, and the future is Monstrosity Championship Wrestling. We've got a hell of a card. I can't tell you exactly what's going on. You have to show up to find out which monsters Professor Morte is going to draw from the beyond. But I can tell you this. The MCW champion, the Lethal Dose Strychnine, will be there. The Argyle assassin, Drew Game, will almost certainly get his ass whooped again and again and again. Papa Marco will be there. The Wolfman will be there. And, of course, the face of MCW, the glittery transsexual from Transsexualvania, will be there. Dragula, representing pretty much everything that MCW is about. As far as I know, he's I think once you loop around when you go from man to woman and back to man again, I don't know what the term for that is, but he's come all the way back around, and he'll put it anywhere he can, is what I'm saying.
So goodness.
Hey, that's what Dragula's all about. We found a pile of sparkle downtown at Dragon Con, and we were afraid he'd gotten out in the sunlight. But I want to say this is my pitch. This is my pitch. Show up for MCW. Get there on time. The doors open at 9 p.m. Once those doors open, we have two men that your listeners are going to know. As soon as those doors open, it is go time. Do or Die Chip Day and Murder One are going to be in the masquerade waiting to fight as soon as those doors open. You do not want to miss that match. You know those guys. You know how good that's going to be. And that's just the beginning of MCW. We've also got some awesome sponsors. You guys know how we do at MCW. We have bands playing. And this Friday night, we've got Crash Dragon is going to be playing some music for us. And you know we also, and this is my personal favorite part of MCW, we have a raffle. Who doesn't love a raffle at a wrestling show? Am I right?
Hey, that's what keeps my doors open half the time.
I was about to say, raffles make you money.
Well, we've got, being MCW, we've got prizes that are a little bit different. You're going to have to come out and check out what we've got from Stardust Adult Stores, from Wicked Training, from Xenoscope Entertainment, which they make some awesome comic books. I've really gotten into Xenoscope stuff lately. Not something I thought I would dig, but I'm really enjoying what I'm reading from them. And, of course, artwork by local artist The Belligerent Monkey, who does some really cool pop culture stuff. He's got a Claremont Lounge piece that you're going to want to check out. We've got a lot going on Friday night. It's a big, big return for MCW. It's been several months since we've put on a show. And this one in the Masquerade, I mean, there's nowhere other than hell that could contain the return of MCW.
I just heard today, Phantom, that there is yet another sponsor slash contributor to the raffle. They're called Death Rod Customs with a K.
Death Rod Customs.
Yeah, it's Andy LaPlegua from Combi Christ. I'll let you
handle that pronunciation, Mr. Williams.
When he's not touring with his industrial band all around the world, he's really into hot rods, and he has his own apparel company that I saw at the Drive Invasion over the weekend. And he has these tiny luchador masks that he goes to Mexico City into a flea market type thing, and there's a guy that hand makes them there. So he's going to have some of those for sale and have some stuff in the raffle. So even more reason to come out.
You know, with all this,
I just saw today Masquerade on their Facebook page and on Twitter is giving away a pair of tickets to the show. So find them and see if you do whatever they want you to share and like something or whatever in order
Don't take free tickets. You buy tickets to this show. You're going to get your money's worth. You don't want free tickets to this. You show up and you put down your $10 in advance or your $13 at the door, and you're going to get your money's worth. And I'd just like to say, with all this talk of hot rods and Big Wood, it's a good thing we don't have Dragula on this show. It always comes back to this. You guys bring this out in me. I promise it's not me. This is not my natural mode. Anybody who's seen an MCW show knows I don't like to work blue. That's a lie.
You like purple, though.
I do like purple. It's a royal color, and it draws attention in the ring.
All right, that's all
I got for you guys. All I can say is come out Friday night, see me, see all the cool indie wrestlers that you get to see at an MCW show from all the different companies around. It's a great way to see what you like. You come out, you see a guy working, and you think, wow, where does he normally work? And then you go out to a different indie show. And then you also get to see crazy monsters beating the crap out of each other. I mean, there's no other experience in Georgia like it. And, you know, in between MCW shows, you've got all the other local feds to check out and see, you know, what kind of talent is out there.
That's right. And you'll see MCW champion Strychnine wrestling at Alternative Pro Wrestling on Friday night as well. And then again on Saturday at Anarchy Wrestling.
How the hell is he doing that?
I don't know. He's a magician.
Because he's
a magician.
Out of his damn mind. Have you met Strychnine? Good.
Yeah,
look.
I have met him, and I've known him, and I'm still saying 3-hour drive to Atlanta and doing a double shot, he's gonna like just barely make it.
He doesn't know the definition of the word limits.
Like, what time does APW start their show? 8?
Let's find out. Bell time is 8:15.
Whoo, man, he is barely going to make it.
Well, he does it every MCW show. He does both shows.
Wow,
but
that's impressive.
We still got Woody on the line, I think. Woody, did you have anything else, or are we just...
No, I was just listening.
He's been entertained.
Okay.
I have been. I was listening to the good lineup here at Monstrosity and actually contemplating on going now. But I am going to slide over, guys. Sorry about the miscommunications tonight.
Oh, what happened?
Totally
fine.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And hopefully we'll see you Friday, and then everybody should go check out not check out the clinic. They should attend the clinic, and then fans should go check out the show after that on Saturday.
Well,
yes.
I appreciate it very much, guys. Y'all have a good night, and I'll catch y'all a little later.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Later, Big Wood. Guys, I got to step out, too. But I just want to real quick remind everybody to check out needlessthingssite.com, where I write about toys, movies, music, pop culture, all kinds of great nerdy stuff. And, of course, check out Monstrosity Championship Wrestling on Facebook. Follow us. Find out where we're doing shows. And it's just a show that's not like anything else you've seen.
Unless you've been to an MCW show before.
Exactly. You know what? No, that's not even true. Just because you've been to an MCW show before does not mean you know what the next one's going to be like. There is
I guess
no
you're
telling
right.
What you're going to get.
I stand corrected.
All right, gentlemen, I got to go pick out some scarves for Friday night.
All right.
You guys
Thanks
have a
for
great
calling.
Show.
See you then. I think there's not a lot else going on this weekend. We mentioned Anarchy, which looks like a pretty big show. Strychnine and Billy Buck are wrestling to determine the number one contender for the heavyweight title. So Strychnine's got a big weekend ahead of him.
Yes.
The tag team champions, Bobby Moore and Todd Sexton, will be facing BJ Hancock and Lars Manderson.
That's an interesting matchup.
Yeah.
Because last time I checked, Hancock's the champion there, so.
Yes, he is. So, yeah, lots more. Excuse me. Anarchy Wrestling, what is their website? Anarchy-Wrestling.net, where you can find out more about that. Otherwise, there's Empire in Rossville on Saturday.
Yes.
But there's not a lot of shows in Georgia. There are lots of other shows in the Southeast. Of course, you can go to gwhnewsandnotes.blogspot.com and find out more about upcoming events. You got anything else, Josh?
That's it. Just make sure that you are at MCW Friday night, 9 p.m., like they said, in hell, so you can watch Chip Day versus Murder One the minute the door is open. It's an exciting thing for myself and the AWE roster to be a part of this huge event for you guys and to help, you know, spread the word as much as we can.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be there. And we'll be back next Monday. I believe next Monday is when we're talking to Siler Cross and Adrian Armour, right?
Yes, the Lethal Weapons will make their podcast debut. And this one, I'll just go ahead and tell you right now, these two guys, they're a little they're young. They're hungry, they're passionate, and I can go ahead and tell you their guns might be blazing on Monday night.
Well, we love blazing guns on this show.
Well, I mean, they are the Lethal Weapon, so you know they're going to be shooting, so.
All right, so we'll be back next Monday at 7 with the Lethal Weapons. In the meantime, go to the seminar, go to the MCW, go to all these other shows. We'll talk to you later.
thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.